Gentlemen, you have reached that point. Are you ready to take the oath? There was an instant of silence. Then Hassan the assassin answered firmly, "Yes, Colonel," and Bertie and I echoed. The Colonel frowned. "I have been telling you how wonderful you are. Physically perfect, mentally alert, trained, disciplined, blooded, the very model of the smart young officer." He snorted. "Nonsense. You may become officers someday. I hope so. We not only hate to waste money and time and effort, but also, and much more important, I shiver in my boots every time I send one of you half-baked, not-quite officers up to the fleet, knowing what a Frankensteinian monster I may be turning loose on a good combat team. If you understood what you are up against, you wouldn't be so all-fired ready to take the oath the second the question is put to you. You may turn it down and force me to let you go back to your permanent ranks, but you don't know. So, I'll try once more. Mr. Rico, have you ever thought how it would feel to be court-martialed for losing a regiment?" I was startled silly. "Why, no, sir, I never have." "To be court-martialed for any reason is 8 times as bad for an officer as for an enlisted man. Offenses which will get privates kicked out, maybe with lashes, possibly without, rate death in an officer. Better never to have been born." "Think about it," he said grimly. "When I suggested that your platoon leader might be killed, I was by no means citing the ultimate in military disaster. Mr. Hassan, what is the largest number of command levels ever knocked out in a single battle?" The assassin scowled harder than ever. "I'm not sure, sir. Wasn't there a while during Operation Bughouse when a major commanded a brigade before the Savi Kipu?" "There was, and his name was Fredericks. He got a decoration and a promotion. If you go back to the Second Global War, you can find a case in which a naval junior officer took command of a major ship and not only fought it but sent signals as if he were admiral. He was vindicated, even though there were officers senior to him in line of command who were not even wounded. Special circumstances, a breakdown in communications. But I am thinking of a case in which 4 levels were wiped out in 6 minutes, as if a platoon leader were to blink his eyes and find himself commanding a brigade. Any of you heard of it?" Dead silence.